Get it? The Bird Show.
So I'm guessing tonight is going to be the coldest night that Atlanta has seen this season. And Kristen has very smartly decided that she's going to the Atlanta Botanical Gardens tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to predict when you come in tomorrow morning, you're going to say, no, we did not go.
Okay. Listen. So we have a tradition with our friends, the Wires, and we do the Atlanta Botanical Gardens every year. We've been doing this since before we had kids. It's like one of our Christmas traditions, and we love to do it. Unfortunately, my friend Claire came down with the shingles, so we weren't able to go and had to cancel, and it got rescheduled like weeks ago to tonight. And now fast forward, we have like this wintry mixed storm coming in, and holy hell, when we are at the Atlanta Botanical Gardens tonight, it's supposed to be like 30 degrees.
Nope. They may close. They may just close tonight because they're thinking no idiot would show up tonight.
But here's the problem. Us idiots, we're very determined people.
Yeah. They don't know. The botanical gardens don't know that.
Yeah. So
they're assuming nobody's showing up tonight. And they are not bringing employees out there thinking that there's going to be four people that are going to be in the park.
Well, that's the plan. So I'll let you know if the plan goes accordingly tomorrow.
No, I'm good.
Let's get Chesley back on from 11 Alive. He was on with us a couple of days ago when the rumor of all of the snow was going to hit Atlanta, and we all started panicking again because of our PTSD from Snowmageddon. And he said, at least in the beginning of the week, let's not panic about it. We're going to be fine. So now as we're getting closer to the weekend, you know, it turns out that weather patterns can change. Let's see if they have. Hey, Chesley, good morning.
Good morning to you. How you doing?
Good, man. It seems like the panic meter is starting to ping a little bit here in Atlanta.
And it should. There should be some awareness about any winter weather that comes into our area. But we're not talking about Snowmageddon again. We're not talking about that. Yeah, we are able to handle it now. Things have changed. Life has changed. Let's change with it. You know what I mean? There are some changes to the forecast a little bit. We're looking at a little bit more warmer air in the upper atmosphere. What does that mean for us? Well, instead of higher snow totals, you're talking about more in the form of ice. Now, that's something we really don't want. I would rather the snow. We can kind of trek through the snow. Mm-hmm. Ice is a little bit different. It weighs down the power lines, weighs down trees to snap power lines. So you're talking about more power outages with a scenario like that. And so in the metro area, Atlanta metro area, we'll start off with some snow. It'll probably snow starting off in the morning, I'll say between 5 and 7, and then it'll start mixing by mid-morning with some sleet or freezing rain, and that'll be off and on. It'll fluctuate through the day. There may be even some rain that gets in here during the afternoon, during the day on Friday. So it's an all-day event. So make plans, I would say, to stay inside. Maybe go to the botanical garden tonight, get it out the way if they let you in, and then, you know, hanker yourself down because it's going to be an all-day event.
All right, so what are we looking at? So people are listening this morning. It's Thursday morning. If they have to be in their cars tomorrow morning, when is all of this supposed to start? And, of course, we have to do a little give and take here because nothing is perfect. But when is this supposed to start hitting?
I'm thinking around between 6 and 7 o'clock. 6 to 7 o'clock, it'll start moving into some of our westernmost counties and eventually make its way over toward the metro area.
And then
once it starts, it's going to continue. A.M., that's A.M., yep.
Yeah.
And once it starts, it's going to be with us all day. Now, it will fluctuate as far as the type of precipitation coming down. So I think it starts off as snow. Maybe until about 9, 10 o'clock, it starts mixing in with a little sleet. You'll hear the sleet pellets if you're outside coming down with that snow. And then eventually it changes over to freezing rain. So it'll feel like, oh, it's just raining. But it'll be freezing rain. So once it hits that snow pack, it'll start to ice over a little bit. Or even some of your sidewalks, some of your patios, if you have a wooden patio, that kind of thing. The overpassages and the bridges are the most concern when you talk about the roads because the air is able to get under those. I think the roadways will be fine. I know GDOT said they're going to start treating the roads. I know they treated some yesterday. They're going to be treating roads again tonight. And so I think they'll be fine. They have a whole lot of brine that they can put down, that kind of thing. But it's those neighborhoods, those back roads that you really have to be concerned about. That's why I'm saying if you can make plans to stay inside tomorrow, because it's an all-day event, go ahead and just stay inside.
All right, so Chesley, I'm putting my fate in your hands, sir. So
all right.
I have an appointment at Atlanta Face and Body tomorrow at 11:30 to get Botox. Are you telling me I should probably reschedule that appointment?
Yes.
That appointment. Yes. I mean,
can't you just put your forehead in the ice and tighten it up that way for a little bit?
It's going to freeze it either way.
Now, Chelsea, I want to do this for Mo again because we educated him on north of 20 and south of 20. This time you said something about west of the city, and he has no idea what that is. So for those on the west side, what are you talking about, how the weather might be different?
So it'll start west and then make its way to the east. So that's what I was referring to, coming into our western parts of the state first and then making its way east. So let's see, west. What would you know west? Have you ever heard of Carrollton or Douglasville?
Yeah, heard of it.
Right. Never stepped foot there, but I've heard of it.
Never been. Heard it's lovely.
you know where the Big Chicken is? You ever heard of the Big Chicken?
No.
You haven't gone to the Big Chicken yet?
No.
Dude, what are we doing?
That's the one in Marietta, right?
Yeah.
Big Marietta. So that's all west of the city. You know, that's all west.
Okay.
Yeah. Cobb County, like west of Atlanta, just to the west.
Okay. Have you heard of Cobb County?
Yes, now we're talking.
Speak to Mowing Counties, Chesley. That seems to be the trick.
Everybody needs to get out a little more.
But not tomorrow.
Yeah. And to be, totally fair, he does get out, but it's only three streets in Sandy Springs.
I stay with where I know. That's all.
He knows Roswell, Johnson Ferry, and Glenridge. That's it, baby. That's it.
Hey, Chesley, thank you so much for your time. We always appreciate it. Watch him on 11 Alive. And one of these days, we're going to have you on in spring for like 30 seconds just to say, hey, it's going to be 72 degrees today, guys. Have a great day.
Yep. Take care, guys, and be safe. All right.
And Chesley, I'm blaming the wrinkles in my forehead on you, dude. All right.
You take care. Bye now.
Man, I got to cancel. I got to reschedule my appointment.
I'm so sorry.
I can't imagine.
Poor little fan.
I know it.
Do you feel my pain?
Hey, really quickly, we've tried to talk about this now for about a week, and we only have about a minute and a half here to talk about it, but I think we got to talk about Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, this is something I've been wanting to cover for this past week, and that is President Jimmy Carter passing away at the age of 100 and the funeral services and procession, the one that started in Plains, Georgia, that made its way to Atlanta to the Carter Center so people can pay their respects. And now he's going to be at a public viewing at the U.S. Capitol, like all presidents are. And that ends at 7 a.m. this morning. It's already ended.
He was kind of the pride of Georgia. I mean, he grew up as a peanut farmer.
He was,
peanut farmer in Georgia, became president. His presidency, it can be debated. His humanitarian work around the world absolutely cannot be debated. And you can't find anybody to say bad. Well, you can find one person. But most people, you can't find anything to say bad about Jimmy Carter because his heart was always in the right place.
So when you're watching today, the viewing ended today at 7 a.m., but the casket's going to be transported to the Washington National Cathedral. It's supposed to arrive around 9:30 a.m., and then the funeral service for President Jimmy Carter is scheduled for 10 a.m. today.
Life well lived.
No kidding, right? You talk about leaving a legacy. It's The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.